Well, the average cost of a gallon of gas here in the state of Michigan now is $3.96. AAA says that's down 14 cents from last week. So there is a little bit of relief there. Let's talk about it with Patrick Tahan, the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.com. Patrick, good morning. Good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why are we seeing this decrease now?
Well, this is the downward part of the price cycle. We went up just before July 4. I was a little bit surprised that that happened, but this is the downward part. But as part of this, usually prices will start to go down after a big jump for about a week or two, and then they go right back up again. And I think later this week, we might see them go right back up. You know, oil below $70, President Trump talking about wanting gasoline at $2.50 a gallon. But while the Strait situation may be easing, although there were new attacks by Iran on vessels through there, the other issue that we're watching, and not only the Strait, but continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries is becoming more impactful every day. And that's because while every American probably, well, many Americans probably look at the price of oil and say, hey, oil's this, gas should be that. But it's all about the refineries. And by the way, Marathon's refinery in Detroit lost power, probably, I want to say, due to some of the severe weather that we saw within the last week. That really hasn't been so impactful yet. But while we all look at the price of oil, the point was refineries are what's critical in taking that oil and turning it into gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. And the big part of this is that Russia tends to be a big exporter of refined products. And because of the attacks on the refineries, they're actually having to bring in additional fuel. If you haven't seen, there's been gas lines for days in areas of Russia because there's very little fuel. And that's impacting gas prices globally because there's, like I said, only a finite amount of refining capacity. And a lot of that's been knocked offline by those Ukrainian attacks.
You know, Patrick, we have this variation across Michigan, too. You know, drivers in Marquette, they're paying significantly less than those, let's say, in Ann Arbor or here in the metro area. Why can prices vary so dramatically within the same state?
Yeah, that's why you always got to shop around, because these pockets of competition can pop up. You know, I'm looking at gas prices this morning, a couple of stations in Inkster, and even in Iron Mountain way up north at $3.34 a gallon. That's the low side of the equation. And we all know that BP and Romulus that has been targeted.
Yeah.
There are still a couple stations above $5 in Michigan. The big difference here is really competition. Some of these areas, stations will lower prices. They want to be the lowest. They'll be aggressively undercutting their competitors. And then if there's a competitor down the street, they really have to match that or they give up all the volume.
But is it is there any reason that somebody should charge $5 a gallon at this point?
There's absolutely not, and that's probably why that station's been in the news, you know, for reasons. You know, I'm very careful in talking about price gouging, but there really should not be any stations, unless they're full service, that are over $5 a gallon. And full service stations, I don't know that they really exist that much anymore, where somebody's actually pumping the gas for you, but. Yeah, everyone should be, you know, I would say anything above, you know, $4.50 is pretty hard to justify. But as you mentioned earlier, the average price is below $4 for now. And there are some stations that are well below that. So fire up the GasBuddy app or Google Maps. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about how prices vary. If you're on the road across Michigan this holiday, well, this summer, really, fire up those apps. And by the way, Indiana has extended their suspensions of the use tax and the excise tax. So if you're down near Indiana at all, prices across the state, you know, just a few cents from falling below the $3 a gallon mark. A lot of 299s, 280s, 270s even in Indiana.
Patrick Tahan, GasBuddy.com. Always appreciate the insight, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow. 298 in Indiana?
Look, all you got to do is drive over there. Fill up and drive back.
Yeah, and then you're empty again. Then you pay $4 here. No, okay.
How about Belle Isle? They're on a roll.
Belle Isle is
attendance up 4% from last year.
They're doing very well. They're this record-breaking streak, drawing 5.7 million visitors last year. That's a 4% increase from the previous year. And park officials shared the milestone during their annual update to the city council, cementing Belle Isle's status as Michigan's most visited state park. The surge in attendance comes alongside massive state and federal investments. The Department of Natural Resources poured about $11 million into the park last fiscal year, completing a new outer cycle track, reopening the historic casino, and finishing the demolition of the former zoo. And looking ahead, a $6 million structural restoration of the James Scott Memorial Fountain is underway, with the planned reopening in 2027. Officials are also launching fundraising efforts for a 10-year plan driven by resident feedback, which includes expanding the beach and building a central commons area to connect the aquarium in the conservancy. Conservatory, rather. And I'm glad that the fountain is back because, you know, before the state took
over,
the fountain was not working because the copper was stolen out of the fountain. And now they're going to refurbish it and have it working again. And, you know, there was a lot of issue about the state taking over Belle Isle. And the thing is, I think it's worked. It's a long-term lease. The city still owns Belle Isle. They're still the owners, you know, of Belle Isle. It's a long-term lease. And so the state is taking it over, and it's very pleasant. Love Belle Isle now. But be careful. Don't speed. The state police will pull you over in 2 seconds. They are like hiding in little nooks and crannies on the island. 25 miles an hour is the speed limit. You go 30, you're going to get a ticket.
You're going to get ticketed.
Yep.
Still just under 30,000 people without power in the metro area, according to DTE's outage map. And of course, this has drawn scrutiny again because those storms rolled through on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have people going, well, hold on, my fridge is, you know, I got to throw everything away now. It's been too many days and I'm not getting enough back to make that up, which I don't know what you necessarily can expect from a utility company if your power's out for multiple days. And I mean, you're not going to get $100
You
got the hiccups. $100 a day to replace your food.
No,
you know. But it is problematic for a lot of folks that have been in the dark for days now.
Well, and people are frustrated because of that, and they're also frustrated because, you know, DTE filed a request with the Michigan Public Service Commission for a $474 million electric rate increase.
Well, sure. I mean, they do that every year. But
when you do it, when you have customers who have been without power and they hear this, that they just get more frustrated.
Absolutely. I understand. And we get back to the place where we always find ourselves, which is like, well, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
We supposed to bury every line? Are we supposed to? I mean, that's both financially, I don't think, attainable, and just from an infrastructure standpoint, I don't think you can do that.
No. No, and you know, they're asking, you know, just transparency, they're asking for this rate increase to upgrade the infrastructure and modernize the grid and transition the Belle River power plant from coal to natural gas and build large-scale battery storage. And so, you know, I guess on the other side, if they get this rate increase and they put it into the work that they say they're going to do, maybe we get less outages.
Potentially.
But in the meantime...
Well, and it doesn't help either that we pay some of the highest rates in the country.
Absolutely.
I mean, that doesn't help things from the onset.
It doesn't.
Meanwhile, Doge is done. We'll talk about it next. It's JR Morning.